Nothing but a traffic update for around the sound. Everything's off over still on 405 northbound out of those Esters. It's heavy after the Kennedale Hill break. Big top there around Newcastle area, southeast 64th Street. In the opposite direction, actually 405 southbound, just before 112th Avenue southeast, running back to about the I-90. Heavy in that direction. That's 405 southbound from the I-90 interchange on down through Newcastle, and it will break free on the other side of southeast 64th Street. That's right, because stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Maximum Medicine Radio with Dr. Sharon Martin.
Threatening Reagan site, World Series Game 7. I'm Mike Moss. Planes and helicopters are dropping water and fire retardants onto the so-called Easy Fire in Simi Valley, California. As correspondent Bill Weir was reminded rather dramatically today.
This year, they managed 100 miles. Whoa. And there goes a Sparry bomber right on cue. We've seen helicopters coming through, the super soakers dropping retardants, trying to contain this, but whoa, it's raining down now.
The brush fire called the Easy Fire is threatening the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. Baseball fans are getting a dramatic seventh game between the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals tonight.
With the Nationals' Game 6 victory, this series marks the first time the road team has won each of the first six games, meaning, yes, no team has won a home game, and each squad has had three of them. It's not a statistic specific to baseball either. No major professional sports playoff series, including basketball and hockey, has ever seen six games without a W at home. Tonight, a chance for Houston to put that streak to bed and an opportunity for the Nationals to be the first pro sports team to ever win four games on the road in a championship caliber best of seven. Clayton Neville, Houston.
A former Juul Labs executive is alleging that the vaping company knowingly shipped 1 million tainted nicotine pods to customers. The allegation comes in a lawsuit filed by the one-time finance executive who was fired by the vaping giant earlier this year. The lawsuit claims that Juul fired him for protesting company practices, including shipping the tainted products. Business investment is down 3%, and the GDP shows third quarter economic growth in the U.S. at 1.9%. ADP says there were 135,000 new jobs created this month. On Wall Street, the Dow up 17. I'm Mike.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon, inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious, and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see another sunny, chilly, gorgeous day today. A temperature just below 50 degrees, topping out about 50, 51. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures dropping down to about 35 for Thursday, Friday, and for Saturday. More sunshine expected. We'll warm things up just a few degrees. High temperatures hovering in the low to mid-50s. Clouds and a chance of rain returning for Sunday.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with host Doc Martin. Stay tuned in or call in. You won't want to miss what's happening next. How do you step into your maximum potential? How do you connect your spiritual drive with your physical path? Stick around as Doc Martin takes listeners on a journey through the seen and unseen, the accepted and the unbelievable. Get ready to meet the maximum you the world needs on Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Hey, I want you to know who Doc Martin is. This is a fabulous show that I get to do with her. And I have to tell you, we're going to talk about this today because it's part of the show. Today's episode is called Reset and Stabilize, Guidance for Coping in Today's Chaotic World. And one of the things we're going to talk about is how Doc Martin not not only talks about this, but there is a reset process that she is going through, and I think she'll share that today. But for those of you that have heard Doc Martin and have heard the show, be familiar with this phrase, the healing hour. Be familiar with that, because we are launching that in a very big way. That is Dr. Sharon Martin's new show venue. And for those of you, here's what I want you to know about Doc Martin, right? So when I say Doc Martin, it really is Dr. Sharon Martin, but we call her Doc Martin. Whether it's challenges, whether it's our physical health, whether our spirits are low and sag and our dreams don't happen the way we think they should, the question she asks is, what is a person to do? The answer is, welcome to the healing hour. Join me. What she's saying is, join her, Doc Martin, because she has been called to create this venue, and you're going to hear about this today, about this. In the last hour, you heard me talk about the post that Jessica did on social media, where we're asking the question, what is your why? And she obviously captured and grabbed a picture of me. I don't know, Kat, were you able to get that picture in that post she did, Sean? Because she grabbed a shot of me that must have been a candid shot. And Doc Martin, you and I have spent many times together where the expression that she grabbed from my face sitting in the chair about what is your why is exactly what we're talking about today. But for most of you, Dr. Sharon Martin is beyond, beyond a physician, a shamanic healer. She has studied with people across the globe. She brings in the best of the traditional world of medicine with the mystical, the ancient teachings. This is where science and spirituality are one, not two. This is it. This is the thing that she has said yes to, because in this show, this is a live call-in show, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819, because you're going to get to experience her studies in physiology, a medical degree in internal medicine. All of that is coming to the forum where Doc Martin has said, I am called to reach millions of people to help them heal and live their most amazing life. And that's why we're launching this new expansive venue, The Healing Hour. Today, reset and stabilize. But there's another word we're going to talk about. Doc Martin, great to have you.
Good. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Okay, so let's talk about this, right?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Look, we are being bombarded by so many things. Chaotic, it really is chaotic. Some people say it's chaotic and disturbing because they can't hear, they can't handle it.
Right.
But here's the question, right? As you looked at this, and this show in particular, you looked at yourself and you said, wait a minute, wait a minute. I am called to do 2 hours. I'm also called to connect with the listeners. I'm also called to open up these phone lines so we can help people immediately in this moment.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. Tell us about this, because it really is a reset.
It is a reset. And so, yes, personally, I feel it. I'm trying to do it. And I see it in my patients. I see it in my clients. I see it in the world. I was called to study shamanism. So, okay, that was 15 years ago. I started that journey. And then to reach out to people with a radio show. But something just grabbed me about August that it has to be different. It has to shift. And in September, I said to you, I said, whoa, we've got to change this up. I need to connect to people directly. We are in a tumble. We are in a jumble, tumble chaos. And what I'm good at, I'm good at many things, but what I'm really good at is hearing people and pulling together a little bit of everything that I've learned in life and sharing it with the person and hopefully guiding them onto a new stabilized way. So I myself had to reset from my idea of what the radio show was all about and consider even letting go of old ideas, because that's always our challenge. We think that's the truth. Well, maybe not. And coming forward, because I very much believe that the world needs this kind of approach. The old ways, the old, face it, the traditional medicine, everybody is so frustrated with traditional medicine. But there is a way to grab on to life force, hold it fast, because we are in chaos.
Yeah.
So this show, The Healing Hour, is really about helping you guys grab on to an anchored line. And today we'll start that process, reset, stabilize, and then towards the end we'll talk about once you've done that, once you've gotten reset and stabilized, then you allow spirit to direct you.
Yeah.
So I asked Pat to open up a new show, which this is the beginning of, because I want to allow spirit to direct me. And spirit said, told me in a dream, The Healing Hour. So here I am, guys. Call us. Let's talk.
Yeah, and this is important because there is no boundary, right? We're not saying to you, okay, this is The Healing Hour, but it's only about this or it's only about this. Because this idea for resetting, and let me talk about it in really practical terms, Doc Martin. Let me talk about it in a little bit practical terms.
Okay.
Jessica and I, we talked about this. We went to this event in L.A., but since that event, that gave us a reset momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is it's kind of like you. I mean, changing a show name is a bold move. Not changing a show name is also a bold move. But when spirit is guiding the ship, we have to listen. And so one of the things that we're doing is we're asking ourselves, where do we need, in your words, where do we need to reset, Jess? Where do we need to reset? And we're looking at it in so many ways. But most importantly, spirit guided. How important is it for folks to really understand that connection that's available to them, that one that you can't see per se, right?
That's my feeling, is that is the meaning of life, is when you, with the voice of spirit guiding your soul, you walk your fullest soul path. You have the free will to change what steps off the path. You can shift destiny lines. But when you're in sync with that guiding force, which wells up from the heart, if you don't really believe in a soul or having a spirit guide, if it wells up from the heart and it feels true, you can achieve unbelievable things. And that's the really full way to live. You're not under your parents' instruction. You're not following what your boss told you, what you see in a reality TV show. You are really bringing forth all of your gifts. And the earth needs it right now. We need it. We as humans need you fully present.
So I went to lunch with Eric Crema. He is the program director, manager of one of our networks, this one network in Seattle, KKNW, AM 1150. I went to lunch with him, and we were talking about a reset, so to speak. But a reset in how we can partner together and do some things in support of each other. And it's very exciting. It's very exciting. And he sent me a card. Out of all the cards that he could have sent me, he sent me this one, right?
It says believe, and what does it say under it?
It says believe, and I'll read it. The road to success is traveled by those who believe in themselves. And as I'm thinking, and then he sent me some really cool coupons for lunch. That too. Thank you, Eric. When we come back from break, I want to talk about, as the modern life moves further and further and further away from our indigenous teachings, and we as humans continue to struggle with various things in life. What coping mechanism is actually an understatement for what we're talking about. But as we enter this new realm and we do reset, I want to ask you about what it is we need to learn about the solution to our destiny, right? How we do that, what you've learned and practiced in your own life. And for those of you out there, if you want some help resetting emotionally, physically, spiritually, any other way, if there's something going on that's ailing you, if there's something that you want to reach at the next level of something, this is your reset point. 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we're going to talk about the connection and what is important to do about it with Dr. Sharon Martin. This is the Healing Hour.
Perfect.
Powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Eve, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness and that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride Unify. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and crap. Talk to you later.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with a time of healing radio with me, Feliciana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the dog consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L., online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you. Hey everyone, welcome. This is the Healing Hour. This is a live call-in show. And during this show, whatever the adjustment, the support, the healing that has to happen, that's what will happen with Dr. Sharon Martin today. And every Healing Hour show will have that opportunity. For those of you that can call in, 1-800-930-2819. For those of you that can't and you simply want to ask your question, you can go to Transformation Talk Radio and type your question in there. And certainly, if you're following on social media or Facebook, then it's really a simple matter of just typing your questions in there and off you go. For more information about Doc Martin, I want to make sure you have that information. We're in the process here of a brand new website that's coming your way, because why? It's the time to reset. And so that's going to be coming your way soon. But for now, you can go to SharonMartinMD.com, SharonMartinMD.com. Doc Martin, listen. We're talking about resetting, and now we're also talking about what we need to do as humans here, right? There are struggles for some people. There are other things going on. Our coping mechanisms may or may not be working. What is it from your perspective that's happening, and what is the call to action here?
I'm sure that everybody felt a shift probably mid-September.
Yeah.
And some of the mystics that I listened to and learned from said that the earth energy decided finally, after about a five-year period of dormancy, with a strong current of the death force, a lot of species dying, that it decided to do a reset. But that reset is a serious shift in the electromagnetic field and other lines in the grid. And we humans need to be willing to do those shifts ourselves, that we have to be ready to be nimble on our feet and not get stuck in all of the box and the way we see the world, our perception that says this is the way it is. And I'll tell my personal story. I was absolutely hooked on my original website, which was The Fire Within, because I very much believed in that core fire, energetic fire that can be called forth. But I was told to move to The Healing Hour, and The Fire Within isn't as big. It isn't as encompassing. And I had to be willing to let that go. And that doesn't, it takes self-confidence, because I am not defined only by that. And that's what we have to remember, is we will continue to exist in any new step we take. Just because it's defined in a certain way, we had a certain job, we had a certain relationship, we had a certain way of presenting ourselves, we are ninja. We can be ninja. We can be nimble. But you just have to trust that it's okay to let it go. Put on a new set of clothes. Put on a new way of trying out the world. Because being ninja right now is critical. The other thing that I was very much struck by, and in my shaman training, the Peruvian style, the sacred objects in the medicine bundle are stones. And they're big pieces of granite. They don't look like much. We Americans love, you know, a shiny turquoise or a beautiful purple this or a... they have big gray and black things. But the thing about the stones and what I think is going to be a key for all of us in the reset is link up to the earth. I can't say that often enough. And make sure that you say the life force of the earth, because there are cycles of death going on. I have a meteorite. It's not a very gorgeous stone, but it brings me solace and it allows me to link to the ferromagnetics of it. Just go be outdoors. Put your butt on the ground. Put your bare feet on the ground. The earth itself literally can dissipate your excess energy. I have patients in the last 2 weeks, I've had people zooming in their heads, buzzing, crazy chaos inside, uncertain of what to do. And I said, you're zooming all over the place. Go outdoors and link up with the earth and let that excess energy drain off of you. That's a good way to reset.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I love the way you talked about that, because you and I were talking about astrologically, and, you know, people talked a lot this year about the planet Jupiter coming home to the sign of Sagittarius, right? And there was a lot of that discussion because it talked about the planet of expansionness, improvement, opportunity, expanding horizons, more possibilities. And we're seeing it play across the board, right? We're seeing it by some of the things that are coming to the forefront, whether it's medical or spiritual or otherwise, right? You know, it's considered the planet of good luck, by the way, and good fortune. And so we think about that as these opportunities. Now, here's the thing you're talking about. When this planet, Jupiter, then moves to the sign of Capricorn, an Earth sign, right? Mm. So now we have all of this year where we were thinking about our future and our vision. I know that was really true for us. You know, this was the year where we made decisions to do something different, new programmer, new technology, new telephone app.
New
direction,
office space.
New offices, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. And this is true for people that have talked about, you know, I have a dream, just like you. When the shift moves, it's exactly like you said. Capricorn is an earth sun, and it's linked to our physical and our material life and the structures and the organizations that are needed to move ahead in the well-being, right? So we look at this, and the symbol, of course, is the goat, right? A hardy mountain goat, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
As short-footedness.
A ninja goat, yeah.
Exactly. Steady.
Yeah.
Hardy.
Yeah.
Even when the difficult is tough, right?
Right.
This metaphor. But here's what you said, and this is what the energy is. It is an ambitious sign. It is really a sign for ambition. It is about wanting to get to the top. It is about achieving this, but not by being callous, but by being cautious, practical, organized, perseverant, seeing things through, getting things going, reset, stabilize.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
If anybody's ever met a goat, perseverance is it. Perseverance is it. And, you know, put your head down, butt whoever's in your way, and climb the mountain. Sure-footed. But, again, you have to, as humans, you have to be willing to discern, do you keep the old stuff or not? And you don't have to keep the old stuff.
Right.
You are able to reinvent because it's your soul moving forward. So the contraptions don't matter.
You know, you said something else, and I'd like for you to talk about it. This is also really an energy of the elders, the older, the wise ones, you know, the maturity, the wisdom coming forward, you know, things through experience that are helping decide, you know, the structures, the governing communities, all of that. And my friend said something. I want to ask you about this, especially since your recent trips. My friend said something interesting to me the other day and said, Pat, you have to get back out in the world. And this was before we went to L.A. And I said, I know, we're planning to do that. And she said, no, you really have to get back out into the world. And then you and I have a conversation about a vision you have. And so I want to ask you this. In the reset part of what we're talking about today, when we come back from break, I would love for you to talk about how to reset with the energy and the wisdom of the elders, which completely embrace possibilities.
Completely, yep.
Yeah. Let's take a short break. When we come back, and by the way, I want to just tell everybody, the phone lines are open, 1-800-930-2819. If there's something that's in the way of your possibility, we want to help you with that. I know I got a little issue I think I might need a little help with. I don't
All
think
right.
it's an issue. I can't make a decision. What's new? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that set your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit EmpoweringNRG.com. That's EmpoweringNRG.com.
Have your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondered if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head-on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom of Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
Thank you.
boy. How does it get any better than this? It doesn't. Doc Martin is in the house. It doesn't get any better than this. We're going to go to the phone. Kay will be right with you, 1-800-930-2819. We promise to get to, if y'all call in like now, we can probably get to all of you. And if not today, you will get another healing hour. We'll put you in direct contact with Doc Martin, all of the above. I want to go to the phones because this is a question about blocking. And I want to talk a little bit about what we started to talk about the reset. And I said something to you. I said, I'm really having a hard time with decisions. Everything about me and Jessica loves AI for the soul. And we're starting to now get some feedback where people, what does AI mean? And so we have to take that into consideration. But the question is, when we reset, how do we find our own true north? How do we move beyond our fear? And this is a big question, and I think I want to go to the phone with Kay because I think you're going to have a similar answer. How do we stay true to ourselves and hold on to what we know from a spirit-guided perspective?
That's a big one.
It is. Benny, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Kay first.
She's there. Kay, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kay.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to tell you that I certainly felt that shift. I was shocked when I heard you say that, and I happened to just return at my desk right when you said that, and that totally caught my attention because I felt the shift. It was very sudden. And that's why it totally made sense what you said, because I did feel that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. I want Doc Martin to talk to you a little bit, because, you know, it sounds too like you have a little bit of hesitation, maybe something blocking you. Doc Martin, take it away.
It's okay. You felt it. So what are you called to step into?
That is a very interesting question.
When you just feel it, what do you feel is coming up, coming ahead?
I feel I have to let a particular person go that's very close to me, my spouse. And that's really weird. I mean, it's not weird, but it is.
It's really hard.
Because I don't want to. Yeah, because I don't want to.
And why don't you want to?
Love. I got to definitely say that. And then love, and then so many years of best friends. It's 94.
So what's the fear in there?
Probably making a mistake. Not holding on, like not fighting for it more, not having the patience that I need with him, the acceptance that I also need to learn, and the tolerance that I need to learn. So it's kind of like I'm fearful of missing that lesson in life, you know, running away from it. But then at the same time, I feel like it's not very healthy for me.
Could the fear be your fear that you won't make it if you're not in that connection?
I have fear that I won't find another connection like that. A good.
Would it be okay, at least for the short term, to do this alone?
Kind of like you have to.
Yeah, it's a little scary, isn't it?
It is. I'm feeling very hopeless.
So the hopelessness comes from what I'm seeing right now is second and third chakra and root chakra. You have a stable, known system, but you're not soaring. But to disconnect from that, you think that you won't be able to put roots down anywhere else. And so I really would like you to take time in moving into your heart space, because that's the place that's going to direct everything. And know from that space what your soul is asking you to do. And in that space, you can send then your connection down to the earth in another way. And that's all. Your heart is where your connection to the earth and to the stars meet. And if you move out of your, you're kind of struggling in the first and second chakra and afraid that you'll be unanchored if you move off. But just know you can re-put new anchors down and you can be completely stable and full of power coming from your heart space, which is going to take downloads down in from the stars and uploads up from the earth. You're going to be okay. Just really trust your heart in the way that you need to move forward.
Yes, because I don't even know, like, you know, what exactly my heart is telling me. It's very confused, very much confused. I think that's where a lot of these issues are coming from, because I don't even know exactly what I want to do.
Right, and that'll take some time sitting still and make sure what you're feeling is the heart space and not the anxiety bubbling up from the second and first chakra.
That's what I'm afraid of, that I don't know if it's anxiety, fearfulness, or what exactly. So how do I get to that? Am I going to need help?
You might need some help, and I'm happy to help you. I'll tell you a short fix, and then let me just tell you, you can find me on my website, SharonMartinMD.com. But that practice of going to your heart space, feeling that place where you can feel your pulse, you can feel that warmth, and if you need to find your heart by thinking of something that you truly love, not something you think you love because of history together, but something you truly love, go in that space, then send your channel to the earth, open your channel to the stars, let that big core of golden light exist, and then the messages that come to you will be really true.
That's
and I am happy to help you.
Yeah? Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
you're very welcome.
Okay, happens sometimes is we're so covered over with fear and doubt and resentment, and it just really bogs us down. It's what we're talking about today in the show, is how do you help yourself to reset if all of those other things are being carried forward with you, right? So we're going to be talking about that and much more. I think let's take a short break, everyone. When we come back, we're going to be bringing this full circle, because what we're going to be talking about is what happens after the reset. What is it that you can count on? What should then happen? And then what doors open up when we allow? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Right.
right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there. But when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Wow, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. As I said before, for those of you out there that want to work with Dr. Sharon Martin directly, you can go to her website, SharonMartinMD.com. She will be able to schedule sessions with you, and especially, Kay, for you to really unpack some of what may be in the way. I would suggest you give Doc Martin a call. What's the best number for people to call you on?
717-658-2266. And that's on the website also. So you, if you don't have to write it down, just
wow.
SharonMartinMD.com.
Mm.
And we, you know, we can do full sessions. We can tailor it any way you want to.
Yeah.
I do one thing where I get the guidance from my stones of my medicine bundle, and that can be a short little, just a short little snapshot in time of a direction for you. And so there's lots that we can do.
I love it. One of the things I've learned is, and I learned it the hard way, so I think what you and I are trying to do is to say to folks, you know, you could go down the same rabbit holes that I've gone down, but we're trying to help you not do that. You know, for me, I've been very fortunate, you know, to have people like you, Sharon, in my life that I can follow.
And I, you.
Yeah. I mean, because here, what we're talking about here now is you reset
now what? Okay, I'm reset, and sometimes that feels like I'm lost, right? It's like, now what? And Jessica posted this on the social media. Listen to me, on the social media, really. Jessica posted this on my my page, the Pat Basile page. I don't know if she posted it somewhere else. I didn't even know she did it. I found it this morning, and what I loved about it was it's exactly what you're talking about. Because once you reset, and this is a really interesting question, picture of me, and it says, what is your why? What is
and
your
that's,
why?
That's exactly the question. You reset. You know that you've got to make a change, and you shake off the other, all the other stuff, and you say, I'm going to reset into this new thing. Well, to stabilize into it, you go to your question, to your soul's knowing of the why of your life. I think also, and those of us, we're all getting older, be ready to trust your life's wisdom. And we talked about that some, Pat, about we are, in a sense, elders in the community. Own that wisdom, own that, been there, done that, because that informs you, and that knowing that core of yourself helps you shed any doubt, helps you shed any disbelief, and that in and of itself is stabilizing, because you're going back to knowing the who that you are. You are figuring out the why and going forward and what you're going to do. And then, of course, there are energy techniques to really come into the cellular level and bring you down back into the calmest field that you can have. But owning your inner wisdom, owning your elder, even if you're 23 years old, even if you're 32 years old, I'm a lot older than that, but own the wisdom. You've had a life journey. You've had steps you've taken. Let those inform you. Let your life push you forward as your soul's yearning pulls you forward. Let those lessons guide you and inform you.
Yeah. I mean, there was three things, and one of the things I want to also ask you about, because you're setting the stage up for this. You know, when you and I talked about the episode for the show, you said there's one other piece. And you said there's the step to allow. And this, when I thought about it, in my brain, I kind of was like, oh, yeah, of course. But then when I really was starting to feel what that was, I was shocked by how emotionally and blocked one could get, even if you've done one and two, but if you don't have the right clearing, when you get to the idea of allowing, it is one of the most difficult things that
it
I find for women
difficult.
In particular.
Yeah, it is very difficult. For me, allowing is being willing to let the flow of that little voice become a river. And there's so much fear because you're going to start doing something new. And I think Kay was really showing us that. She's contemplating a lot of different ways to go. And letting go of old habits and patterns, that's scary. But the willingness to let that little voice of your truth turn into a river. That's what allow is. And it sounds so simple. Oh, yeah, I'll allow myself to be abundant. I'll allow myself to have a good job. Well, can you let that become a river? And when the opportunity shows up, can you step forward? And that bravery to step forward is pushed by the energy of allow.
Yeah. I was just talking to in the show, earlier show,
a woman. Her book is not even out yet. Her name is Courtney Cottrell, and it's her story as a woman in the military, openly gay, and her book is called Unapologetically Favored. And I thought about this in preparation for our show today and how allowing plays such an integral role in our life. And I think, Doc Martin, we don't let ourselves get to that third piece of what you're sharing today. We somehow go through the reset, we go through the stabilize, and then when we get to the allow, wow. Let me give you a specific, because I know we got 3 minutes left, and I hope we do a show on this.
I was just thinking we need to do that next time.
We need to do it. There's an energy for allowing, and I have to tell you, it's been the hardest thing for me to do. Even a compliment is so
the allowing
hard.
In that, the allowing, as I see it, is your mind goes, oh, yeah, well, maybe today, but not usually, or, you're just being polite. Stop, take a breath, and let that wash over you. Feel it, because that's the truth of how somebody sees you. So you're actually allowing you to be present with that compliment. Most of us go, oh, yeah, thanks, okay, they're being just polite, you know. Oh, well, that's my mother. She always has good things. My mother never says anything bad about me, at least not in public. Yeah, taking a compliment's hard.
I know.
And allowing abundance is hard.
That's our next show, isn't it?
It is, it is. Allowing's got to be it.
It is. And there is an energy that happens if we don't allow. I'm so struck by Kay, who called in today, because there was an allowing that happened for her to call in.
Even call in, yes.
Yeah.
She allowed the possibility that she could find a way through this. She could find a shift, yep.
And sometimes having witnesses like today to witness her journey and the struggle of what she is about to do or not do, I think most of us have been there. And you were so brilliant in talking with her, really so brilliant. I hope she does work with you, Doc.
I would love that.
A last question.
Yeah, because that courage, when you say it aloud and you let someone see the truth of you, that's courageous. Good job, Kay. Good job.
Yeah. I was really struck by this picture Jessica posted on social media, because it wouldn't be a picture that I posted, but something that Jessica saw in that moment of me sitting there by myself, right?
So I could go on your Facebook page and find that picture?
Yes, I think she posted it. Yeah. I mean, if you saw that picture, you'd have to, I'm asking myself, what the heck was I thinking? And then you answered my question.
What
I was simply sitting and allowing.
And allowing.
That's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was allowing.
Well, you know, this modern technology world, sitting and allowing doesn't, we're so interrupted by electronics and
Yeah. Doc Martin, everybody, last question. Personal message, what do you want to leave us with? And thank you for today.
Oh, I'm so thrilled for today and the show that's coming up. Personal message, well, everybody knows I believe in our human capacity to be more. And so that's what this show is all about. Let me help guide you to take a step, to take a little shift, to heal a little part. And become maximum, become more, to allow yourself to be bigger than you are, because you already are big. I see you all as big, so I'm so happy to be here doing this kind of work. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Wow. And I want to thank everybody out there. Kat, thank you for calling in, because you have to know that your question was part of a group consciousness. So by asking it, you answered that question or opened up a place for allowing for thousands. Thank you for that, Benny. Thank you so much. Sean, Kat, everybody out there, thank you. And for most of you out there today, allow yourself to allow.
You can listen to Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin. Tune in next time while the doc talks health, spirituality, and the impact your beliefs have on every part of who you are, body and soul. Doc Martin unpacks the challenges we face as human beings and teaches callers to open the door between the scientific and the mystical. Expand into your multidimensional self. Learn how beliefs can set you free or keep you caged and mediocre health. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine,